following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by the New York City Guitar School. Want to learn to play guitar? Sure you do. A lot of people do. There's always been that secret desire for a lot of folks to reach down and pick up that guitar and really play it with some competence and some real ability. Well, going to a music store sometimes is not always the best thing you can do. Schedules and times is always a set thing, and something comes up and something, you got to cancel and blah, blah, blah. How about learning it on your own time from some real pros? Yes, that's what you get when you go to the New York City Guitar School. They have it online, and you can see how all this thing works. Just go to their website. You can find a link on our website at radio-memphis.com. Look for the link that says play guitar or online guitar lessons, that kind of thing. Go there. Take a look at the videos they have to offer. There's even a free one for you called Guitar Tips and Tricks and Hacks and all that fun stuff. Take a look at it. It's a free video. Take a look at that and see if the thing is even right for you. Take a look at the New York City Guitar School. Learn to play guitar online. And this is what brings this show to you right here from Radioland. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is from Radioland. Greetings, salutations, aloha, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. No, the past couple of weeks have been filled with a little bit of, I don't know, some spite, some vitriol, perhaps some things that bubble up from time to time. They rattle around in my head, and it just becomes a bit of an issue at times because I'm pretty passionate about the things that I do, and I'm trying to get things accomplished. And such as it is, it does become it's a grind, it's a pain, there's a lot going on here, and I want to make sure that I get my point across. And sometimes it comes across a little abrasive. However, there have been I've gotten a couple of messages from some folks who really enjoyed what I had to say about the internet radio business. This show is not any different. I'm telling you that right now. And those of you looking on YouTube, this thing what I'm doing with my hand, I know I need to stop it because it's got this Trumpy thing going on, and I need to cut that. I may have to just sit on my hand. I talk with my hand sometimes, but I need to stop that gesture because it's that's why sometimes I'll hold a pen in it. You just do what you do. Having said all of this, now, those of you who know me understand that what I do for a living is, I work in the radio business. I work in a form of show business that is unique. It's different. It's, as is most of show business, everything in it is unique and different. And thus, that's the way it really kind of is. And you have to be different. You have to be unique. That's the nature of the beast. And we've been doing a lot of things at Radio Memphis, and we have, we're building this recording studio, and, we're about ready for all of this business and all that whole new level of fun that's coming into that. And in the process of going through this, I got to thinking about, perhaps I should pick up what kind of where I left off and get back into the business of voiceover. I've done a ton of it. I've been a voiceover, you could say a voice actor, for a while. I've done countless commercials. I've done narrative stuff, book on tape. I've done a couple of those. There's some e-learning stuff. There's a ton of stuff that I've done out there. And I thought, I've gotten away from it for a bit, and I thought, well, let me get back into this and see if I can get going again here, because it is for a guy like me, it's a couple of extra bucks. It's a nice little source of income. I've got a rig here. I've got another studio at the other place over there. We can do some stuff and have some fun and go with it. And the world has changed. The landscape has changed dramatically in that line of work. And it hasn't been for the best either. Musicians will often tell you that they've had issues with a concept called pay for play, where you pay money to get your stuff played. In radio parlance, that would mean payola. You want to play a particular room. You want to play a show somewhere. You got to pay for the entire room. You got to book all. So you got to pay. You're out of pocket before you can even really get some work done. Well, guess what it's doing in the voiceover industry? It's doing the very same thing. There is a host of sites out there. There's a ton of them where you submit your demos and all this other stuff, and they submit to you auditions, and you do the auditions, and then if you get the job, if the client likes your work, then you do it, and then you get a check, and away you go, and it's all lovely and cool and great and all. And there was one such site that I checked out. I went through it, and it looked pretty solid to me, and I thought, well, okay, this is how this is going to work. Seems pretty simple to me, fairly straightforward. So I jumped into it and I signed up. I did it. And I was like, well, let's get in here and let's make some money. And I get in there and I fill out the whole thing. I went through, you know, my whole profile, all that business. And shortly thereafter, I got a phone call from one of the reps of the website. Well, this is special. This has never happened before. And I thought maybe they liked what they heard and they wanted to, talk to me about it, I guess. And they were that's kind of what they were doing. They were looking to make, an acquaintance, if you will, which is fine. That's good business. That's what you do. So this guy's telling me about all the great things that this website is doing and how many actors they have there and how much work they've got coming in. And it's, they're one of the largest and one of the biggest and the baddest and the best and all this good stuff. And after about 30 minutes of being in this phone conversation, actually longer than that, it was closer to an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, he hits me with, hey, if you really want the auditions, give us some money. And I money? What are you talking about? $300 a year, they'll give me auditions. So now I'm now paying to audition for a gig. And they said, well, don't worry, the minimum bid that we accept from a client is like $100. So you get a few of these, and it'll pay for it over time. And just something struck me really odd about that. You want me to pay you for the privilege of having auditions come to me? In the school that I came from, I was paid to audition, and then I was paid to do the work. Granted, there's a big, substantial amount of money in there, but still, for my time, I was given a couple of bucks here to do the audition. And as it turned out, I got to reading more about this particular site, and all these voice actors were saying the same thing, that it was all a big, gigantic scam. It's deep, it's pervasive, it's throughout this whole industry right now, because they feel that, of course, the website's out to make money. I get it. And they figured that they can get a lot of non-union work, which is fine, but it pays substantially less. Now, what I mean by substantially less is alarming, okay? I'll throw out a couple of figures here for you to give you an idea. I would do like 30-second spots, 30-second commercial. You send over the copy, I could knock it out for you, and boom, boom, and it would be between $250 and $350. That would be like the rate. Okay, that was a standard deal, and away it went, and everybody was happy. You got two or three reads out of it, and that was it. You got to pay for that kind of talent, just like you would with a musician, mind you, and the thing is, right now you can go to fiverr.com and get somebody to do it for $5, and there's a couple of freelance sites that were offering voice actors like myself. They said, well, you could bid on a job, so it becomes an eBay type of situation. Now that you're bidding for your own future here, and it's a reverse type deal. So how low can you go? And you'll see these posts, and it's like, hey, I need a voiceover for a 10-minute video that's going to be played on my website, and I'll bring you I'll give you the copy, and you lay it out there. It's 10 minutes, right? 10 minutes worth of stuff, and their budget was like $50, and I just no. There are professionals out here that are getting caught up into this, and this is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. So, long story short, I have been working with a couple of people and here of late this week, and getting back into the game. More than likely, wind up probably have to join the union. I don't know how that's going to shake out. We'll see. I know, because times have changed, so things are new, things are different. That's fine, and which means I'm going to wind up getting some sort of a rep or an agent, and that's probably going to be the best way to go. So, and here's the thing: the more I've looked into this, the more I've realized that there is a whole substructure of business out there that exists that is trying to sell a dream to people. These are people that they're, and it's like what I was talking about with the radio business. There are people that wake up one day and they decide that their life sucks, and the only thing that will make it better, that will improve their life, if they have a career change. And then they go, well, somebody's told me that I had a great voice for radio and I had a great voice for voiceover work, so I think I'm going to go into that business. And these sites that I'm talking about, these websites I was telling you about, they prey on that sort of thing, and they do exactly that. And then there's some that are even more unscrupulous. Now they take your money, and they're going to tell you you're going to get a lot of auditions. If you're a pro, you'll get the work. If you're not a pro, you ain't going to get jack, because you don't know how to use the voice, you don't know how to use your equipment, you don't have to do whatever. So You go through this, and then they expect you after a while to complain that you've given them money, but you haven't gotten anything back out of the thing. So you call them up or you send them an email and you go, hey, what's going on? And they go, oh, well, perhaps you need some of our patented training. So then you go through their little, you give them more money and you go through their little school, you know, and away you go. And you learn jack from it, really. I mean, you could probably pick up a few things, but the point of the matter is that it's just sucking the money out of the artists themselves. It's no different than the music industry. There's a lot of that shit that happens out there, and I always want to take advantage of that, where these clients go, look, I've got money to have somebody voice this sort of thing, and you know, we want your voice to do it, and blah 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 blah, and you go and you do it, and then they bitch about the money, and it becomes a hassle. It's a gigantic hassle, and it's being driven by the assholes that think that they've got what it takes to do this. And I'm going to reiterate what I said a couple of weeks ago. If you think you've got what it takes to get into this and you haven't done it now, don't, because you're going to ruin it for rest of us. You know, for those of us who have spent our lives crafting our talent, our art, our abilities to do the things that we do. This show is certainly not that indicative of it. I'm just sitting here casually having a conversation with you about it. But along those lines, don't go in there thinking that you're just going to, you know, these stories are everywhere. Well, there's the story of the guy that went from nothing to full-time voiceover actor, and he's making six figures a year, and he did it in 3 months through our patented little school. And it's like, oh, fuck you. There's 100,000 of us out there that are voicing over this stuff, and we're working. There's enough work for everybody, really. But you got to, like I said, you got to get the bullshit rookies out. You got to get the kids that think that they've got something going on. You got to get them out, or it's going to fuck it up for everybody. Oh, here we go with the dirty language and all of this business, Rick. You know, you're getting a little heavy-handed with these youngsters trying to, you can't fault them for wanting to try it. I don't fault you for wanting to try shit, okay? You want to try it, try it. That's great. That's beautiful. Good luck. But like I said before, the first sign of trouble, you cut and run, and it becomes a problem. And you're not going to be, that guy. You're not going to spend the money to get the equipment. You're not going to build that studio, even though there's plenty of things out there that say, well, you can build a studio at home. And yeah, you can. I'm sitting in one. It's a home-built studio, but you don't know what all is happening off, a way to make all this work. You have to understand the building blocks of sound. You have to understand how to edit it. You got to know how to process it. You got to know how to take care of it, which brings me to a pretty amusing point. There's another website that I stumbled on, and you have to take, you sign up, right? This is for voice actors. You sign up, and you, of course, they don't know you. You sign up, you give them a little history and all this other stuff. And then after you do this, there's only a couple of pages, and you fill out this stuff, and then they tell you to wait, because pretty soon they're going to send you some copy that they want you to record. And when you record it, you send it back, and you have to do it in a certain amount of time. And they tell you that only 2% of the people who are offered this audition make it. And I thought, well, I shouldn't really have that much of a problem with it. I'm pretty confident in my abilities. I've been doing it for 30 fucking years. I should be able to get through this. Well, as it turns out, I bombed the audition, and I didn't get into the their stable of artists, which, you know, no harm, no foul, really. It didn't cost me anything to do it, but it was amusing. They gave me 5 hours and 36 minutes to complete a task that was the voicing of a 30-second commercial. I did 3 takes, They were very particular about how they wanted their, you know, the way it was set, you know, where your audio was set. There's meters and stuff. You gotta understand. I'm not gonna bore you with that information, but you know, there's math that you have to, you know, make sure that it fits into. And they wanted this, and they want a half second of silence before you start, and they want it, but you know, between, they want it under minus 3 dB, and they wanted, you know, blah blah blah, no processing, they want it raw and filtered, blah. So I did it, right? So I I cut the thing, and sent the third take, and I did it in, I don't know, 20 minutes, I guess. It's about right, you know, by the time I got it done and cleaned up and out it went. And then about 4 hours later, I got an email back that said that they were passing on me because there was one very slight moment where they thought they heard distortion. And and then they tried to tell me, well, the problem is because your mic gain was up too high and there was probably a problem. Oh, fuck you. You're just looking for a reason to not bring it on. You know, you're looking for, I obviously wasn't what they were looking for, which is fine, but don't make excuses. If I'm not the one that you want in your stable of entertainment, that's okay. That's, you can say no. Why you would do that, I don't know. But, you know, it was obvious that there was a professional in their midst, and they didn't want to get involved, so they cut me loose, and I had a right laugh about it, really, because, you know, it was just because the next day I'm on the phone with a cat out in California that I'm maybe doing some business with, and we were actually, this is odd, I'm talking with, you know, people that are in agencies, and these are people that want to get to know you as a human being. They don't want to just hear some pre-recorded bullshit. They want to talk to you a little bit. These are people that have listened to this show. They listen to Radio Memphis. These are people that know who I am. They understand the fact that I have been doing this as long as I have, and that I'm not some cornball hack that thinks that they are the greatest thing in the world. I certainly don't think that I'm the greatest thing in the world when it comes to this line of work. There are plenty of others out there that are probably better than I am, but I am confident in my ability to do the things that I do, to the point that I will offer myself for sale, which in turn makes me a complete whore. Well, you sell yourself, and that's what happens. But I'm selling a service, really. But nevertheless, that's part of the frustration of what it has happened. This is the ugly side of the internet coin, and it's, we've talked about this before, that the internet being, of course, the great field leveler of things. Anybody can do anything they want now, by virtue of the internet. And, you know, I can record stuff here. I can send it to wherever you want it, whether you want it to go to London, or whether you want it to go to New York or Los Angeles. It doesn't matter. You're not stuck with the same talented that you have in one city. You can go out there and see what else is out there. So yeah, that's been a good side. But the bad side to that is it's now opened it up with the doors where everybody thinks that they've got a shot at doing it. Well, certainly, people do have that idea in their head. It's like shows like American Idol or America's Got Talent, whatever that is. They sell you on the dream that there's a possibility that you will become rich and famous just by coming up here and doing this for 90 seconds, and we're just going to hand over to you this great, wonderful future of entertainment. Well, it doesn't work like that. Sorry to bust your bubble, but there's this whole thing about paying the dues. And here's why this is important. This is why I bring this up. I was having this conversation with Jeff Janovitz, who's been on the show many times, co-host with me over there at the Booze and Blues. And we were talking about this conundrum of the internet idiots that are everywhere, and they're trying to get into this whole world of professional show business by virtue of being, you know, that they can do it. They can certainly get out there, but they're clogging up the mess. And I said, you know, it's kind of frustrating because a guy like me, and it's not just me, but there's plenty of fellas and ladies out there that have the same experience, if not more than I do, that are true, consummate professionals in what they do. But we can't get noticed sometimes because there's all these jackasses that are filling up everybody's inbox with garbage. Well, Jeff pointed out to me, and he heard it from somewhere, and I can't remember what it was. But he said that from what he'd heard, it was on another show, another podcast, that to become the master of something, it's been sort of determined that you would need to devote 10,000 hours of your time to whatever it is that you want to be the master of. And that makes perfect sense. 10,000 hours. You do anything for 10,000 hours, you're going to be the master of that. And that's all there is to it. That's plain and simple. I did some math with that 10,000 hours to put it back into perspective, because you might think of, okay, 10,000 hours is, well, how long is that? Well, let's look at it this way. If you devote the average amount of working time, which is, say, 40 hours a week on something, right? That's 2,080 hours a year. So you're looking at just a hair under 5 years of your time at 40 hours a week to become a master of something. 5 years, right? 4.87 something. So basically 5 years. You do anything for 5 years full time, you will be the master of it. Unless you're a lazy, slovenly bastard who doesn't do anything. And then you're just the master of your whatever it is that you're not doing. So with that in mind, I figured, okay, look, I've got 30 years in this business. Therefore, I felt that that should take some precedence. And it does. It really does. And it matters. It's whether it's voice acting, whether it's radio, whether it's being a musician, whether it's being a painter, a sculptor, a carpenter, a plumber, a mechanic, you name it. If you've done it for 5 years, you can safely call yourself a master. And I got to thinking about that quite heavily. And I think there's a lot of validity to that. It made me feel better about, who I am and what I do for a living. Because certainly I've been doing, Radio Memphis has been on the air for 5 years. We've mastered that. But hey, we're kicking along and doing it is that we do. This show certainly has not been on for that long, but it feels like it sometimes. It'll actually be what? 3 years of, is that right? Yeah, three years in February, I think, is the anniversary of this show. So I still got a couple of years to go. I got about 2.5 years before I can call myself a master of this, which is, I know it's silly to apply it to different things like that, but it's still something to consider. So when a guy like me sends a demo or an audition to a company that may or may not, quote unquote, represent me in the realm of voice acting work, and they don't know me, they've never talked to me, they've never met me, they don't know about this show, they don't know the things that I do every day, they don't know any of that, and they judged me based on a 30-second read, which is fine. Pro tip, if the average amount of time it takes for somebody to decide whether or not they're going to hire you based on your voice, based on your demo, is 9 seconds. That's all you get. So I get that. But for them to come back and not even complain about that, but to complain about the fact that there was maybe some slight distortion in one little part of it that just didn't, and that you should make this adjustment, you should do this, and blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourselves. I don't need that. So, as luck would have it, I wound up on the phone with some people out west. They are familiar with it. And now it becomes a personal thing. And it's like, hey, maybe we can help you out. We're going to chat. We're doing a few things. So there's a lot that's coming. And I can't really, go into too much more detail over that sort of thing. But nevertheless, that's kind of how it's going to have to be. And it's going to bring talent agents back into the forefront, which is probably a good thing, because those of us that work without it may not really have the time to do it. There are those that can pick up work and they can do stuff and they do it on the cheap and they can undercut a lot of things, but they're not getting the good quality professional work that's out there and that's available. So, there's a lot. I'm not going to get into the whole schools of thought on how this industry works, but because I've said enough as it is, quite frankly, I've said enough that. And all I tell you all of this because it boils down to one very simple fact of which I've said before. I'll say it again and I'll say it right here and right now. Anything that has to do with show business, if you've got it, if you've got the talent to make it, then you'll make it. You'll go out and you'll do it. You can't learn it. You can learn a few tricks, but you can't learn the inherent stuff that makes you tick. It doesn't work like that. If you don't have what it takes to get into it, then you can't. It doesn't matter if the desire is there or not. Some people have it, some people don't. I couldn't build a doghouse if you gave me everything I needed. I'm not that kind of guy. But there's guys out there that can do that without plans, and boom, they've got something going on. It's the same time. Not that many people could sit here and run their mouths for a half an hour about basically nothing, because really, what does this matter to most of you? Probably not much. Although it's you know, I know I say that, and I'm being kind of glib here, but there are those of you, there's a good number of you that listen to the show that are interested in the little ins and outs, the inner workings of the broadcast business, of this end of show business. And it's different. It's a weird world. There's no two ways around that. And so it's kind of fun to shine a light onto that without getting, you know, too carried away with the weirdness, because there is a lot of that. There is a lot of weirdness that happens in this business. But I just have to, you know, go back to the old ways of doing things and make things work. And hopefully everything will be groovy. Everything will be right. And I'm sure it will, because everything does work out for the best. It always does. Some way, somehow, shape, form, or other, it does happen. And, you know, those of you that are sitting in your jobs that you hate and you dream of doing something different, like I said before, make sure that voice that you hear is pretty clear to you, and find it and listen and do what it tells you to do. But let's be prudent and let's be reasonable. Don't quit your job if you think you're going to make it in show business without paying your dues. The paying those dues comes out to 10,000 hours. That's 5 years full time. That's, you want to know what it costs to pay the dues? How much the dues are? Now you know. 10,000 hours. Get cracking.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I'll give you the free pass right now. Just this once. You may have said it in the past, but do yourself a favor and don't say that anymore. If you meet somebody who is creative, if you enjoy that person's work, then tell them that. That's the payment that they often receive. If there's a way to help them do better, if there's a way to help them succeed in the dreams and the aspirations that they have in this creative industry by going out and being that creative person, financially sustaining themselves in the process, then that's a fantastic thing to do. But to sit there and go, that's a cute little hobby you have. I used to glue macaroni to paper and put glitter on it, and I called that art too. Oh, fuck you. You don't know.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
I was at Wizards the other day. I stopped in to see Miss Linda and the kids over there having a fine time, 1999 Madison Avenue. And we were conducting a bit of business, and I like to spend some time with them. They're great people, and it's nice to walk through the store and see some of the new stuff. They've got a whole bunch of new shirts that are up there, some really groovy hats. They've got all. It's one of the greatest gift shops on the planet. It's an alternative smoke shop, and it's been voted one of the top shops in this city for many, many years, and it's Wizards. You can find, if you're in Memphis, you can find them in Midtown, 1999 Madison Avenue. They're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can pop in and get it. Now, those of you that don't live in the Memphis area but want to partake in the goodness that Wizards has, you can go online and shop there. And if there's something that they have, which they have a lot of stuff that only they have, you can get it, buy it there with confidence. They'll package it up. They'll ship it to you no matter wherever it is that you live. So you can find their banner ad at our website at radio-memphis.com. Take a look at it. It's Wizards, because it's still smoking. All right, let's get into some music, as we are wont to do here at the old show here from Radioland. This time out, it's a relatively new band. They've been around for about a year, but they finally got a record out, and it just came out about a month ago. And we are so happy to have them on board this show. The band is called Heels, and it's made up of two fellas, Brennan Whalen, who is a guitar player and singer, and Josh McClain, who plays drums. And it works out beautifully. Josh has been a friend of Radio Memphis for a long time. He's a local comedian as well, so you'll usually see him in and around there. But the band is called Heels. Here's the tune off of their very first record. It's called Off With Their Heads, and here it is from Radioland.
Hide your booze in the toilet sink, pack of smokes for rainy days, and hope your wife collects your thrown out songs. I can't remember much these days. Alcohol, faulty jeans. Sometimes I forget I'm 20 shit years old. and I ain't done. At least not yet. So play your songs in a different key and hope that there's a God that sees you trying, even though you know there ain't. The option held to run away was gone the second you heard her say I will, outside of that holy Nashville stage. Force yourself to be brave. Suck it up, old friend. We're nowhere near the end. At this point, there ain't anyone to hold you down. Wrapped around the chair.
That's Heels. Go look them up. You can find them in social media. H-E-E-L-S. That's all they are known as. Heels. They've got a presence on Facebook and elsewhere. Get their music. Add it to your collection. You'll enjoy it. That's a big sound from two cats. Josh McLean on drums. Brendan Whelan playing guitar and singing there and getting down and getting busy and having a great time. Their songs are a lot of fun. So if you want to hear more, you can find them. Go get them and add that stuff to your collection. It has certainly been some great fun with them. All right, kids, that's going to do it for me. I'm going to get on out of here. I got places to go. I got things to stir up. I got phone calls to make. While I've been sitting here doing this, I've missed a couple of calls here, so I got to get back onto that business. But it's been great spending some time with you today. And you've heard what's coming up next week, so there's certainly that. That's all happening. So there you go. In the meantime, don't be suckered in by these quick little shortcuts to stardom. It never works. It's like hitting the lottery. You've got a 1 in trillion shot of making that happen. If there's something that you want, you've got to make it for yourself, and then you've got to find some outside help to help you. It's a team effort. It always is. It's almost impossible to do anything by yourself these days. I can make a sandwich by myself, but There are times when I'd rather have someone make it for me. But just remember, be very careful when somebody's offering you a trip into show business.
Oh, it's only going to cost you a couple $100 and we'll make something happen for you. Yeah.
There's a lot of snakes, a lot of animals in this business. Steer clear of them, all right? And steer clear of each other, will you? Quit shooting each other, for God's sake. Take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and we'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.